The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
You know, we've been hearing from the left ever since the Trump tax cuts were passed by the Republican House and Senate with no help at all from the Democrats, with Democrats, including Democrats like Phil Bredesen, who's running for the U.S. Senate, declaring that they were mere crumbs, that they would only help the wealthy and that most Americans wouldn't see the benefits. Now, keep in mind that the tax cuts for most Americans haven't gone into effect yet. They haven't even gone into effect because they will go fully into effect next year. I mean, the tax cuts have been cut for the income earned this year, but the benefits that taxpayers will see was when they'll file their tax returns next April 15th. And yet you're already seeing companies give bigger bonuses, you're seeing pay raises, you're seeing the economy surge. Now, I know some of the Democrats are claiming that it's really the result of the Obama economic policies. Right. For 8 years, President Barack Obama had control of the levers of power. Had a control of the House and the Senate his first couple of years in power as the president. And yet his secret plan to recover the economy was apparently completely dependent on him accomplishing virtually nothing during the 8 years he was president. But then miraculously, magically, when Donald Trump took office, the economy suddenly surged because that was the secret Obama economic recovery plan all along. Right. Now, the bottom line is the tax cuts that the Democrats opposed and that the Democrats plan to repeal if they retain control of the House, get control of the U.S. Senate, which again gets back to whether Phil Bredesen gets elected in Tennessee or not. If they get in power, they want to repeal the Trump tax cuts that are fueling our economic growth. They want to take away the crumbs before you even get them. And yet the economic records continue to pour in. Unemployment among Hispanics is at record low. Unemployment among African Americans, record low. Unemployment records have been dropping dramatically since President Trump and the tax cuts went into effect. And now we find that the feds have collected a record amount of individual income taxes through July. That's right, we're breaking records in collecting money despite tax cuts. While the Democrats try to convince us that socialism, Venezuela style, is the best choice for America. Good luck with that. We'll talk again tomorrow. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.